Is there a way, Doctor, to measure the rate of expansion and whether it's actually slowing?
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, it's getting faster.
So I've heard.
Which has been a big surprise. So this is what I mean about it doesn't matter what we believe ahead of time. We might have some models and some prejudice for how we think the universe is evolving, and then we make observations and we find out that it's a little different than that. And that's what's really exciting, I think, about, you know, this kind of science, is that we really can make observations. And we absolutely can measure the expansion of the universe. And in the past several years, it's one of the most major discoveries in cosmology that the expansion's not slowing down. It is getting faster. The universe seems to be accelerating.
Okay, but see, in a conventional explosion, mm-hmm. you have a very high velocity in the beginning, and that velocity slows down yes. very rapidly.
Right.
So what's wrong with this model?
Well,
in other words, how could we be – where's the energy that's causing it to go faster?
That's a perfect question. That's exactly what we ask. Where's the energy that's causing it to go faster? What could possibly cause the universe to expand faster and faster?
Right.
And there is something called dark energy. So if we look at all the material in the universe and all the energy in the universe, it has a certain behavior. And if I imagine how it would affect the universe's expansion, the universe will expand due to the presence of an average amount of energy and matter in it, but it will usually start to, the expansion will start to slow down. Dark energy is a form of energy that has a very peculiar behavior, which is that the bigger the space gets, the more of it I feel. Like a rubber band. Imagine you pull a rubber band. The more you pull it, the stronger the pull of the rubber band in some sense.
Right.
The more you feel it. So the way this happens is as the universe expands, it actually feels more energy. And that makes the universe expand faster. And then it feels more energy again, and that makes it expand faster. So
but that's not like a rubber band.
Well, sorry, because it doesn't pull in resistance, but it is like a rubber band in that it gets stronger and stronger. The rubber band, probably, you're right, it's not a good analogy.
It takes more force to pull it apart, that's for sure. But what I'm saying is I just can't imagine. That's my problem. I can't imagine all this.
Imagine. Well, it works like this. Usually, if I have a certain amount of energy in a box and I expand the box, usually you dilute the amount of energy you feel. And so the
right.
expansion gets a little weaker. And dark energy is a form of energy where when you expand the box, you actually feel more energy. In some sense, you're seeing more of it in the cosmos. And as you expand more, you feel more and more energy. And that causes the universe to expand faster and faster. And the only thing we know of that acts like that is something called a cosmological constant. We can invent different models that mimic this behavior, but the primary sort of field or form that does that is cosmological constant. And ironically, it was introduced by Einstein when he first heard that the universe was expanding as a prediction of his own theory. It was something he introduced to try to alter his theory so that it would predict a static universe. And it wasn't quite successful because the universe wanted, in the presence of this thing he invented, the cosmological constant, it wanted to expand faster and faster and faster. It wanted to accelerate. So Einstein dismissed this term, said it was his greatest blunder when he discovered that the universe was, in fact, expanding according to Hubble's observations. And yet today, because it seems as though it's impossible for Einstein to make a mistake, it seems that the universe is, in fact, acting under the force or the influence of a term like this, a cosmological constant, some constant energy presence that drives the universe to expand faster and faster and faster. And one way to think about it is it's as though there is energy in the vacuum. And we talked about quantum mechanically, how the vacuum could have the potential for things to exist. And that kind of potential to exist might have an energy associated with it. So if mm-hmm. space gets bigger, I feel more of this vacuum energy. And the universe will want to expand even faster. And then I will feel even more of this vacuum energy, and it will want to expand even faster. Now, we don't know exactly what this dark energy is. It might be this energy of the vacuum that we're talking about, or it might be something else entirely. And theorists are scrambling to try to understand what it might be and figure out a way to make an observation to determine what is this mysterious form of dark energy out there.